So day 43 was a rest day in Hamilton, and tried to rest as much as I could. I ended up also going off and purchasing some bits and pieces, like a new battery charger for my cell phone, and other little wee bits like iodine tablets, so I can actually drink water when I feel like I need to, risk drinking water that is not so good. Had a good feed and had a lot of just good chats with Cez and Mal, and then later on we met up with Kisco and Roadrunner. They have trail names. They're an older couple that are also walking, so they come into the same hostel, which is pretty neat. And they've been they started about a couple of days after I did, and they finally reached here, so it's really cool to see. And it's just nice to know there's other people. We're actually the very first people that they've met after close to 40 days of walking for them. First people they've actually met there are doing Te Araroa Trail, so it's taken a long time for them to meet people. So I was pretty privileged to actually meet them on first people on day 5 and 6. So, and then being able to walk with people and stuff like that. So it would have been kind of isolated and lonely. But, yeah, ended up having dinner with them and been chatting away. It's kind of, it's amusing. It's like a different, it's a different subject that, you know, not necessarily would normally talk about, but just because we're all, there was five of us at dinner, we're talking all about tramping and lightweight tramping and things we'd seen and places we'd stayed and the experiences we had, and it's just fascinating how it's, it always ends up being, you know, the people they hang out with end up dictating what the conversation is, but hey, that's what life is about at the moment, and that's the Te Araroa Trail. So, yeah, good stuff. So tomorrow I'm going to be walking with the girls again, and I'll probably walk with them as far as I can go until I end up catching up with my Swedish friend Frida, who was, I ended up having a Skype conversation with her today to kind of organise where we're going to catch up, and hopefully that can work out. There's a bit of logistical nightmare-y kind of things to get organised, but in the process it means I'll probably have New Year's in the bush, maybe. I'm not exactly sure yet, but we'll end up seeing. Overall, should be all good, and get to the locations I need to. But good rest day, feet feeling good, and we'll proceed tomorrow with a bit of enthusiasm again. So I always like that. So thanks for listening again, and I'll catch you next time. See ya.